Yeah, I took him up to Wild Bill Dalton Court. We didn't know who he was going to. We just given a room number, you know. And you took it to that room, you know, and took whoever was in there, whether it was counselor or an interrogator or what. You just, all we got was a room number. We didn't get anybody's name or nothing.
Right.
You know, and we didn't even know that. All we had to do was know where we was going. That's all. Yeah, so they told us that General Donovan would make you leave the room. See, and our general order was never to be more than 5 paces from that prisoner at any time. See, we were fully responsible for that. When we took him out of that cell, we was fully responsible for that prisoner. That's it. Under pain of general court-martial, you know. So they said, General Donovan will try to make you ruin the room. And he said, if you do, if you leave that prisoner, he said, you're going to stand general court-martial. So so I had to take Goring up this one time and to General Donovan. Of course, I went in the room, and there stood General Donovan behind his big, beautiful desk, you know, with a glass top, and had all these trinkets on it, you know, probably souvenirs from here and there, you know. Most of them were small, wasn't too big. Now, he's standing there behind his desk. He was a pretty big guy, you know. Had on a long black coat. I don't know where he got a military coat. Of course, he's head of the OSS.
Right.
You know, and at this time, they changed it to CIC, you know, Counterintelligence Corps.
Right.
Of course, and the war was over, so they changed it. Anyhow, he's standing behind this desk, and he's got this .45 strapped on the outside of this long black coat, see? So I just take Goring in. There's a chair there. I said, sitting. He sits down. On the other side of him was an interpreter. See, he's already there. See, the interpreter's there. I set Goring down, and Donovan said to me, he said, all right, Sergeant, he said, no. He said, you can leave the room now. He said, I'll call you, he said, when I'm done. And I said, sir, I can't leave the prisoner. He said, you what? I said, sir, I can't leave my prisoner. And he said, you mean to tell me, he said, that you're telling me that you can't leave this prisoner? I said, yes, sir. If I leave the room, I take a prisoner with me. And he said, who told you that? And I said, Captain Miller, sir, you know. He said, well, he said, you know, he said, I'm a general. He said, you know, a general. He said, that ranks a captain. I said, yes, sir, you know, which he did.
Right.
I said, then I order you to leave the room. He said, I'll call you. I said, sir, I said, my general order, I said, was given to me by Captain Miller, and he's the only one who can rescind it. I had a phone there, and he slammed it across the desk. He said, all right, he said, you call that Captain Miller and tell him this is some kind of a meeting, you know, a spatial meeting, you know. So I said, yes, sir. I picked up the phone. I knew what happened. I picked up the phone, and I called him, you know, and what do you want? I said, sir, I said, General Donovan was ordering me to leave the room. He said, soldier, he said, what's your general order? And I said, my general order, boom, boy, the old phone just went completely dead. And I know he hung up. So I'm standing here, and old General Donovan, he's leaning over the desk there, you know, looking at me. I'm standing there right in front of this dead phone, and I said, I'm trying to get up enough guts to face Donovan again, see? And I said, yes, sir, a couple times, you know. No, sir. Yes, sir. And finally, I figured I could, ready to go, you know. I said, okay. I said, thank you, sir. I hung the phone up. I said, sir, if I leave the room, I have to take the prisoner with me. Oh, he let out a roar. Oh, he let out a roar. And he just took his hand like this, you know, and he just swept all them trinkets. Over. He swept them all off the desk. They went over across the room, hit the wall on the other side, see? And I look at Goring, make sure nothing hit him, because this stuff bouncing all over the place, see? He said, all right then. He said, by God and by God. He said, now, he said, I order you. He said, he's got his finger right in my face. He said, I order you, he said, to stand over there by that door. And by God, I order you, not to hear a single word uttered in this room. He says, is that clear, soldier? I said, yes, sir. Again, not to give him a chance to go on. I just done about face. I said, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I done an about face and I went over that door about 2 steps. It was only about 3 or 4 steps away. See, turned around and came to parade rest right in front of the door. He stood there glaring at me. Finally, he sat down. See, well, Goring's sitting there just staring, you know. He's got his hands crossed. He's just staring at the floor. He's taking this all in, see? And the interpreter sitting over there, he's got his hands like this with his eyes closed. He's just looking up at the ceiling, see? Just like nothing going on, see? And, of course, inside my pants, my legs, my knees was just a quiver, see? So, anyhow, so I stood there. So then, like I say, Donovan had sat down, and he started to talk to Goring. And it was about Ard. He said, now, he said, on such and such a day, he said, you took such and such an art, a piece of art, from such and such a place. And he said, you took it to such and such a place. And Goring's sitting there shaking his head. He said, 9999. No, no, no. And O'Donnell said, what do you mean, no? He said, you know you took it. He says, I know you took it. The whole world knows you took it. What do you, how can you sit there and say no? He said, yeah, I took it. I took it. But he said, I took it on such and such a day, not the date you mentioned, and I took it from such and such a place, not the place you mentioned, and I took it to such and such a place to keep it from being destroyed in the war. So he went on to another one. He went, well, you took this. It went on. He said, well, you took this piece of art, he says, on such and such a day, you know. And Goring, nine, shaking his head. Yes, I took it. Yeah, I took it, but I took it there, and I took it then, and I put it here to save it from being destroyed. See, that going on. I mean, and old Donovan, he's really getting, every once in a while, he'd jerk his head over to me, give me a real dirty look. You know, he'd jerk his head to come in. And so, like I say, he's sitting behind this big, beautiful desk with a glass top. Of course, all the trinkets is gone. They're all over the floor, see? And right behind him is this big French doors or windows. Well, they're doors, actually. They go from the floor to the ceiling with an ironwork over them. And outside is a little balcony. I can see this, see? You know, I can see this balcony behind him. And once he stopped, he told Goring, he said, I see you. He said, I&M windows back there. He said, you want to jump? He said, you want to end it all? He said, you want to save me trouble and you trouble? He said, hey. He said, I'll open them up for you. I'll open you. Come on. And Goring said, nah. He twin like that with his ass. Yeah, 9-9. You know, like you crazy bastard. You. So this went on and, you know, and of course, the interpreter was getting in on this. You're interpreting a lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. When Donovan looked at him, you know, then the interpreter would tell him what Goring was saying. This stretched it out, you know. So, finally, he stood there and wrote for a while, Donovan did. And finally, he said, now, he said, you can leave the room with him. when he said that, I was on, took 2 steps over to Goring and said, you know, Rouse, but he was already getting up, see? And now, but we was out of there, you know. But another part of the, end that up, yeah. So that might have been a reason we got kicked out of there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that might have been. Anyhow, you know, generally when I had Goring out and took him back to his cell, when we go back to his cell, you know, I stop in front of his cell, I say, halt, you know, he turned around and faced me, you know, and he go like this, he would bow 90 degrees from the waist with his arms behind him, you know, like this. He bow down like this, you know, say, danka, one word, danka. He's take a step back, kick his heels together, then turn around and went in. He did that every time, see, you know, just back, danka, you know, like that, you know, kick his heels and back in. That's what he said. So this time, I take him back to his cell, see? He turns around, you know, I says, you know, halt, you know, entry, you know, when it's done. He turns around, takes, And he bends real slow, and he always bent when he bent down, he had his head down. He wasn't looking at me. See, his head and everything went down, dangling, like that, in solid subservience, you know.
Sure.
But this time he bent real slow with his arm behind him. He looked at me, kept his head up. He said, Danke, Danke, Dankeschön, 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 Dankeschön. He was thanking me for telling no. See, and I think, get in your cell, I gotta go to the bathroom.